A Timmins Today reader sent in this letter about Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poilievre's local stop on January 11, 2023. Read more on the policies and vision that he shared on this visit here. Pierre Poilievre is going to be our next Prime Minister. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of speaking with him personally and voicing some of my concerns in Canada regarding unfair travel restrictions and an issue that all Canadians should be alarmed about, which is the sex trafficking of children. I found Pierre to be genuinely concerned about all the issues he spoke of and also the ones I mentioned. Not only is he personable and down-to-earth, but his humbleness shines through in spite of his obvious intelligence. His sincerity was admirable when he spoke of issues that were extremely important to Canadian citizens in Northern Ontario, that of eliminating the carbon tax, improving our economy, and gun restrictions. He spoke seriously and earnestly about our hardships of enduring very expensive heating bills, and being subjected to extremely high prices for gas and diesel that we as Northerners are subjected to. Pierre certainly managed to weave in a few great jokes, too, and here's one of them. Pierre said, "It was so cold in Ottawa last week that Justin Trudeau put his hands in his own pockets. Priceless." There were at least 200 people who attended the meeting despite the very blustery and cold weather. All seats were taken, and many gladly stood 2 hours to hear him speak. It was great to see a demographic of young, middle-aged and senior men and women, all enthusiastically greeting Pierre and honoring him with several standing ovations, and I personally believe that he really deserved it. He spoke of concerns that resonated especially with us here in Northern Ontario and also throughout our nation. Either this fellow Canadian is the real deal, which is that of the makings of a great prime minister, or he's the most talented actor I've ever met. Moreover, he seems to have the courage of a young lion, ready and willing to take on the corrupt and foolish establishment that we are presently governed by. Irena Aleknevichis, Timmins.